Welcome back to Inside Agriculture for August 13th, 2019. I'm News Director Eric Johnson. The Farm Service Agency reports farmers were unable to plant a record 19 million acres this year. The recent round of Department of Agriculture reports on Monday detailed the prevented plant acres, which are 17.49 million more than last year. Of those prevented plant acres, more than 73% were in 12 Midwestern states, where heavy rainfall and flooding prevented many producers from planting mostly corn, soybeans, and wheat. The data suggests prevented plant acres totaled 11.2 million acres for corn and 4.4 million acres for soybeans. Undersecretary Bill Northey says the results show farmers are facing significant challenges and tough decisions this year. The USDA supported planting cover crops on fields where farmers were unable to plant because of their benefits in preventing soil erosion, protecting water quality, and boosting soil health. The report shows that producers planted 2.71 million acres of cover crops so far in 2019. Stephen Peterson, Associate Administrator for the USDA's Farm Service Agency, says the number of prevent plant acreage being reported this week may go up somewhat over the next few months.
You know, our normal acreage reporting date is July 15th for a lot of our spring seeded crops in a majority of the part of the country. Some of those dates were extended in those adversely impacted areas. Producers were put on registers as a result of the demand of our county offices to get people in the door. The numbers that were publicized today were, as of August 1st. And we're going to continue to provide monthly updates through January, which I think you could see some of those changes a little bit over the next couple months.
Again, that's Stephen Peterson from the FSA. Monday's crop production report from the Department of Agriculture predicts a 19% drop in soybean production from 2018. Meanwhile, the USDA expects corn growers to decrease their production by 4% from last year, forecast at 13.9 billion bushels. Area for the soybean harvest is forecast at 75.9 million acres, with planted area for the nation estimated at 76.7 million acres. That is down 4% from the June estimate, down 14% from last year. Acres planted to corn at 90 million are down 2% from the June estimate, but up 2% from 2018. The data surprised the commodity markets as traders say the numbers are higher than expected for corn production. Meanwhile, the monthly World Agriculture Supply and Demand Report, reflecting its data and the crop production report, lowered the season average corn price 10 cents to $3.60 a bushel. Season average soybean price was unchanged at $8.40 per bushel. And North Dakota agriculture officials say anthrax has been confirmed in a group of cows in a pasture in eastern Billings County. The case was confirmed on Friday. It is North Dakota's first reported case of anthrax this year. North Dakota State Veterinarian Susan Keller says producers in Billings County and surrounding areas should check with their vet to see if they should start vaccinating their cattle for anthrax. You're listening to Inside Agriculture. We'll be back with more in just a moment.